I think for me, it was around our ability to grow our community, looking at the new future for us as Māori. As a lot of times, we're the ones, we're the recipients. Everybody's gone ahead of us and taken the new opportunities, the new technologies, or, you know, the industrial revolution. Now we're into this whole multimedia computer. We need to be ahead of the game, or in a place where we're able to use, and I say the tool, to help us as a people, so that we're not again looking to others to create our future, that these are basic tools in the new world for us to be able to create our own future for us and our families, especially in our regional areas, because you're talking a lot about connectability, and I think it's a leveler when you look at the rural areas in the far north and a lot of the distance issues. This is a chance, if we can understand how do we use the tool, the technology, gives us an opportunity to create new possibilities. You know, we're good musos. You know, creating our new, our own labels, hooking up with Spotify, looking at how we're gonna move into the other platforms. So we can be, and we saw that over COVID, you know, everybody went and worked from home. So new possibilities, even though the hara in the sense of what was going around the world, it forced us to think differently. And for me, and our journey, and I'm going to say for the community, I come from Moirua, you know, we've been in the past just that rural community with all the rural economics around farming, you know, freezing works, all that sort of stuff. But we also need to be part of the new future, which is utilizing the technologies. And for me, that's what's really drawn me to it, because these are the tools of the future. It's not the butcher knife. And can I ask, say this too? We weren't the bosses of those spaces. We were just the workers. The new technologies of being able to, when the pandemic came down, for us to be able to get resources out to our whānau, to know the information that we needed to get to our people. We utilised the different things from a cell phone to what people had, so that they were aware. We were able to mobilise people in our community. These were things that we saw naturally. But as we move on from there, I think the long-term view for me anyway, in regard to this kaupapa, is about this is the infrastructure for the new opportunities in the Northland region. Yes, we're still going to have forestry. Yes, we're going to still have farming. Those are those key ones, horticulture. But in regard to other opportunities, business around other people's skills, ideas, art, from the performing arts to even being able to do simple things like, you know, admin, you know, for people, oversee a whole lot of opportunity that can match with people's skills. You know, the whole thing, I heard somebody saying, I was, I don't know whether they're making social commentary, but they talked about the different ages, from the technology age, or before that was the industrial age. The new age is relationships. Our people are good at networking. That kumara whain, actually, we're good at this. We know how to connect to get things done. I think it's going to be more natural for us to be able to create opportunity because we understand the kumara whain. And you know what? And it's not about the computer. Let's forget the computer. See, one of the things that we get on, if you go on and look at things like YouTube, it is about normal people telling their stories. We are brilliant storytellers. If somebody goes out on a boat, it does something like, all of a sudden he's on Patreon. And all of a sudden they're making a living what they love. We've got to learn how to do this, because there's stories that we need to tell. There's a whole way we do things. That actually bring another lens, because that's what's interesting. A lot of people will look at people because of what's your point of difference. You know, us being our authentic selves right there brings a whole other flavor. We're seeing with Taika Waititi and his type of humor, you know, around the world. You know, so let's not limit ourselves, because there's examples out there already of how we use those technologies, those tools, to navigate the new future. Well, I'm just going to say, you're already doing it anyway. Because do you guys do TikTok? You're already using a process to put yourself out there. It's not hard to go from TikTok, which you love doing, into something that could create an opportunity, a job for you. It's as simple as that because you're already doing it. You don't realize that you already have ability or an understanding of how to do this, use this medium to communicate and put opportunity out there. It's really about how do we in this kaupapa link that understanding to what that could be in a bigger picture. Because I think if we stick to the core of who we are, Māori, it is not about the one. It's tātou katoa. Our thinking in regard to, and I say this for myself, is that we're always thinking about the collective. It's not just about ourselves. We were told when we are, Māori's are useless business people because they give the profit away. Well, actually, that's a good thing. That how do we share what we have but still stay sustainable? Work with our natural strengths. Don't wipe them out because we are not about, well, some of us may be, but in our real hearts of being Māori, it's not about being billionaires because it's not about me owning everything. It's about me and my whānau and being connected. There's a whole different lens on how we see and how we would do economics from a Māori perspective. We're being dragged in to say economics is done by this. The more you have, the more you are. That's totally against our culture. Well, for me, that's exactly because, you know, a lot of, yes, there's an older people like in my age that are older that are not used to the technology. But for a lot of the whānau, you know, who are brought up with this is normal to them, I think this gives them that opportunity. This gives them the opportunity to create, and they don't have to leave Motutai. If they've got an idea that they can work in, or even servicing stuff, you know, I've heard of whānau who are in Australia servicing contracts in New Zealand. So distance is not an issue. Really, it's about our ability to see the opportunities that limit us in this place. And I think, but we need to be in there. We need to be utilizing the technologies, looking at the opportunities for us to be able to make them work for us, make them create jobs, but do the things that we need to make them do for us and our families. And that's a journey. That's a process.